Our next speaker is Brenda McDonald. She's going to talk about some zoning issues for us. She's going to help me understand whether or not I can continue riding my four-wheelers and shooting my guns out on my ranch should I decide to annex into the city. Brenda's a founding partner with the law firm of Messer, Fort, and McDonald. Brenda has over 30 years' experience representing municipalities and private development entities in general matters, land use matters, public-private partnerships, real estate transactions, project finance, and economic development incentives, and the list goes on. She serves as city attorney for a number of cities currently. She's co-author of Texas Municipal Zoning Law in third edition. She's a proud Texas Aggie. Whoop, yeah, no. Having received undergraduate degree in landscape architecture, master's degree in urban planning, and a law degree as well. She's one of those absolute land use luminaries in the state, and we're lucky to have her speaking to us on zoning today. Please welcome Brenda McDonald.
Thank you, Tad. You guys see the hat, but I was sitting over here and I saw the boots. You should see the barrel of those boots. It's colorful. I don't know. Hike your pants up, friend. Look, right? That's, yeah, he went all out. Did you buy those at a costume store? No, I'm teasing. You know, Tad mentioned at the beginning that we're making some changes this year, and my husband, who is the wisdom in my life, says that nobody likes change but a wet baby, right? Well, that is true in land development and zoning as well. One note about the materials in your binder, you will not find one unless Diana can upload the one that I just sent. She's giving me a thumbs up. You all will forgive me. I did my 2022 tax return at about 11:45 last night. Actually, my CPA did it at about 11:45 last night. So, needless to say, my mind was focused on that. But I did send the paper, and it will be uploaded to the electronic materials for you to access. Well, my rancher friend has done the deal with the city, and it did involve annexation. Otherwise, we can't talk about zoning. And I'm going to recommend, so first of all, I wear two hats. I worked for developers for 15 years. I've worked for cities for longer than that. When we say over 30 years of experience, we quit going above 30. We'll never go above 30. So I would recommend that my rancher friend only annex Beavertown. And so we'll assume, for purposes of our discussion, that the only part that was agreed to be annexed was the truck stop, not the rest of the ranch. And so the reason that he would want to annex is that the city will give him money and infrastructure and a portion of the sales tax collected from his Beaver Town that he would not otherwise receive. So money is always the motivator, right? And that's his motivation for coming into the city. So that was all easy. Now we're going to talk about zoning. And this just happened this year. I did TML's newly elected officials. They've added a land use section to it, and I did zoning 101, and I've had this in my slide presentation forever. In fact, it pops up in other people's presentations now. But TML contacted me and said that asked me to consider removing it because it might be considered offensive. And I said, well, a lot of people consider zoning offensive. So they said, okay, leave it in. UT doesn't care. They don't care whether we offend or not. So now we're going to get to zoning, and this is a very emotional issue for people, especially if you're going to put a beaver town near their schools or near their neighborhoods. They are going to oppose it. In fact, in North Texas, the city of Corinth turned down Beavertown.